A summary of the Sikha. This Sikha is also a siyum of Masechta Yuma. This parasha speaks about the Aveda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. One of the things that it says is V'chiper ba'adayo ba'ad beisei, he shall bring atonement on behalf of himself and on behalf of his home. So the Chazal say, what is his home? It means his wife. Beisei zu ishtei. From this the Gemara learns that, or the Mishnah learns that a Kohen Gadol must be married in order to be able to do the Aveda of Yom Kippur. This is not something that pertains to the whole year. All year besides Yom Kippur he can be the Kohen Gadol even if he's not married, but on Yom Kippur he needs to be married. What is it about Yom Kippur that is so essential that he has to be married? And also, why is it that the Torah uses the word Beisei in order to indicate his wife? If the word Beisei was somehow shorter, more brief than the word Ishtei, so then you could say the Torah speaks in short terms and the Torah Shavuot has to explain what it means. But it could have just as easily said Ishtei. Why does it have to say Beisei? So it's obvious that from this that the Torah is delivering a message by calling it Beisei rather than Ishtei. So to understand the meaning of Beisei Zu Ishtei and what's so unique about it, we have to see what is the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says. Rabbi Yossi said, never did I ever refer to my wife as my wife or to my ox as my ox. I called my wife my home and I called my ox my field. And Rashi explains that why did he call his wife his home? Because the wife is the mainstay of the home. That is the foundation of the home. And the same about his ox. It is through the ox that the field is able to produce much better. It's all dependent on the ox that plows and so on. As the Pasuk says, Rav Tfuah is Bekayach Shoir. There is much produce that can be brought out through the power of the ox. What is it that Rabbi Yossi meant to say by saying, I never referred to my wife as my wife, rather as my home? The explanation is, Rabbi Yossi was, as the Gemara over there brings out a whole bunch of different expressions of Rabbi Yossi that indicate his extreme attention to hidurim and to behave in a way beyond what is normal, what is regular, what most of the other chachamim behave. How is this expressed in this way? Rabbi Yossi did not merely see that everything that he had, everything that he was in contact with in the physical world, was a way in which to serve Hashem. He took it a step further. When he looked at something, he saw nothing about that other than what its purpose is in serving Hashem. And therefore he referred to it by that ultimate purpose. So if you looked at a table, he didn't see a table, he saw a place on which one can learn. And he called it my learning platform or something like that. So when he referred to his wife, he saw his wife as the way in which to perform the mitzvah of having a family. That was the purpose of his wife. That's how he saw. And therefore he always referred to her in that way. He didn't see the rest of what his wife was, because that's what he saw in everything around him. In everything around him, he saw only what its ultimate purpose is in serving Hashem. Now, this is not something which the other Chachamim went in that direction, because they saw a wife also, as the Torah says, V'simach es ishtei, that when a person that is of military age and there is a war and he just got married that year, he has to go home in order to rejoice with his wife or bring joy to his wife. In other words, it wasn't about do they have children yet, are they talking about a family. It was the first year, there are no children. It was just about bringing joy to his wife. In other words, there is a value according to Torah in simply seeing your wife as your helpmate and so on, and the person who you need to be close to. There's a mitzvah to around Yom Tov to do something to bring joy to your wife. In other words, there are things which about a wife which are have value on them in themselves, and it's not just about having a family. But Rabbi Yossi always saw only the ultimate purpose of it, and that was his focus. Therefore, he called his wife his home. In fact, this statement of Rabbi Yossi comes right after another statement in which he said that he was intimate 5 times with his wife, and each time she gave birth to a cedar tree. He was referring to his 5 sons who were great Talmud HaChamim themselves. In other words, that this was all about the same idea, that it was about establishing a family and a good family, Talmud HaChamim and so on. That was what the whole focus was, that was the whole purpose of his marriage. And this is what the Torah means, that a Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, and that he has, and the Torah refers to it as Beisai. It means that the Kohen Gadol had to be elevated on that day on Yom Kippur to such a degree that he could only see the ultimate holiness, the ultimate purpose and service of something that in this world had in its service of Hashem. That's where he had to elevate himself to that kind of a level. And only then could his service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur be on the highest level possible, because on Yom Kippur it has to be on the highest level possible. As we know that Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, it's the time when the Kohen Gadol served in the holiest space of earth, which was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was done by the holiest person in the Jewish community. And even in the holiest person in the Jewish community had to rise to a new level of holiness in order to be able to capture the perfect holiness of the day of Yom Kippur. So this is the first Mishnah in Masechta Yuma. We know that the first Mishnah and the beginning of the Masechta and the end of the Masechta are always linked to each other. What's the connection between the beginning of Masechta Yuma and the end of the Masechta Yuma? We find what is in the last Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Praised or fortunate are the Yidden. Before whom do you cleanse yourself, and who cleanses you? Your Father in heaven, as it says in the pasuk, and I will sprinkle you upon you cleansing waters, and you will become clean." And another pasuk says, "Hashem is the mikveh of the Jewish people. Just like a mikveh brings purity to the impure, so also Hashem purifies the Jewish people." That's the Mishnah. So to understand the connection of the beginning of the Masechta to this Mishnah, we first have to explain the Mishnah. What is Rabbi Akiva trying to say here? That Hashem is the one that brings purity to the Jewish people? Of course that's the only explanation. What else is there? Who else could bring purity to the Jewish people if not Hashem? This is something that we see even earlier in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the pasuk says, "Mikol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titaru," that you will be cleansed from all your sins. You shall cleanse yourself before Hashem. From this we see, he says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you can only cleanse yourself on Yom Kippur from those things which are between you and Hashem, lifnei Hashem. But if you have something outstanding between you and another person, then first you have to take care of it with them, and only then can you expect it to be cleansed from that avera. So from that statement already we see that it is Hashem, lifnei Hashem titaru, that Hashem is the one that delivers purification. So what is Rabbi Akiva trying to add to that? Also, why is Rabbi Akiva bringing proof that Hashem is the one that brings purity to the Jewish people from 2 psukim in Tanakh, in Yecheskel and in Yirmiyah, when in the pasuk itself, the one that was quoted by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it says, "Because on this day he will atone for you to bring purity to you from all your sins, you will be cleansed before Hashem." So it's clear from the pasuk in Chumash that Hashem is the one that brings purity. So why does he bring it from there, and why does he bring 2 psukim? Why isn't it enough to bring one proof from one pasuk? So to explain, in the discussion of whether the Kohen Gadol needs, the fact that the Kohen Gadol needs to be married on Yom Kippur, there was a discussion whether is this a condition in the in Yom, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, that in order for the Avodah of Yom Kippur to be complete and perfect, it needs to have a Kohen who is married, Kohen Gadol who is married, or do we say that this is a definition of the Kohen Gadol? He needs to have that elevated status. And the conclusion there is that it's about the Kohen Gadol being on an elevated status, and the explanation that we gave, that Beis HaZeishtei, that he has to have this elevated view of the world around him, that it is there for the focus of Hashem, and therefore it also results in a halachic difference, that if we say that it's about the Avodah, that has to be on a higher level, perhaps we could say that it's only the Avodah which is specific to Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol has to be married, but any standard Avodah that would have been done any day of the year, which is also done on Yom Kippur and also done by the Kohen Gadol, does he have to be married for that? We would say perhaps that not, because it's not related to the Avodah specific to Yom Kippur. But if we say that it's about the Kohen Gadol himself, he needs to be on that level. So then, even if it's just an ordinary Avodah, not related to specifically Yom Kippur, since it's the Kohen Gadol that has to do it, he has to do it in an elevated status, and therefore he has to be married to that too. So therefore we can apply a similar thing to this last Mishnah as well. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, from his statement we know that Yom Kippur brings atonement, yes, but it's possible that it has something to do with the day of Yom Kippur, the holiness of the day of Yom Kippur, that's what brings atonement. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and he says that it is not only limited to Yom Kippur. The real reason why a Yid, Hashem, gives atonement to the Yid is because of the merit of the Yid itself, because a Yid is linked essentially to Hashem, as he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, it's about you, Yisrael. This is what it's about. It's because you are a Jew and you are cleansed by Avichem Shebashamayim. It's because of your link to your Father in heaven. And he brings proof for this from the Pasuk V'zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, which is a discussion which is not talking about Yom Kippur at all. It's talking about in the time of the Geula. So in other words, it's unrelated to the time of Yom Kippur that this purification is given by Hashem. Any time, or other than Yom Kippur as well. And it doesn't even have anything to do with the fact that a Yid does tshuva. You can reach atonement even when a Yid doesn't tshuva, as we see from the Pasuk right before the Zarakti, which says, I don't do it for you, I do it for myself. In other words, he's not doing it because we did tshuva, because the Yid did tshuva. He does it because Hashem wants to give purity, because of the close connection and link and essential connection between the Yid and Hashem. So then why does he need the second pasuk, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem? So the explanation of that is, In the pasuk v'zarakti means to sprinkle. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem means tovel, to be tovel in the mikveh. What is the difference? To sprinkle water means that somebody has to do it for you. You can't sprinkle water on yourself. In the halachas of sprinkling the water of the red heifer, of the parah aduma, on someone who is a tamei meis, has to gain atonement by somebody else doing it. In other words, it's not from your own avodah, it's something that is bestowed upon you from above. On the other hand, it's through sprinkling that you can gain purity even from tumas meis, which is the strongest type of tumah possible. And that's what it means. It's because it comes from above, from Hashem himself. That's why it's able to reach down and cleanse even the lowest type of tumah. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva starts with that kind of purification. It's talking about a purification that comes from Hashem, which is can reach down and purify even somebody who is considered like a tamei mes, or in a spiritual sense, that means that he has lost his link to life. He's lost his link to Hashem. Va'atam advekim, he's no longer attached to Hashem, at least on the surface, and therefore he doesn't seem to be chayim kul chamayim, he doesn't seem to be alive spiritually, and that's what Hashem sprinkles upon him to bring him up even from there. But since, as we said, that pasuk is talking in the time of Geula, so one could say that maybe that's specific to the time of Geula and it doesn't really apply to ordinary times, therefore he brings a second pasuk Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, which was talking dafka when the Yidden were on a lower level before the Churban, and they had compromised themselves, and even there we say that Hashem is your source of purity. And that brings us to what's another point in Rabbi Kiva's words. He says, Ma mikveh metayres hatmeim. A mikveh can bring purity to the unclean. Why does he add the words to the unclean? Obviously, whom do you bring purity to the unclean? What he means to say is, just like by a mikveh, it's possible that somebody should have a greater degree of tumah. Like, for instance, if a person is a tamei meis, and yet he has other smaller levels of tumah, and if he goes to the mikveh, he's not going to get rid of his status as a tamei meis. Is there any value to going to the mikveh to get rid of the lower levels of tumah? And the answer is yes. The mikveh is metayres hatmeim. The mikveh brings purity even to the person that will remain a tamei after he went to the mikveh. But it elevates him and lifts him out of a certain level of tumah. So also when a person does tshuva, he might think that I only have the ability or the time or the inclination right now to do tshuva on some of my averis, only the ones that bother me more, but I can't get to the other averis now. Is there any value to that? Will Hashem offer me atonement if I only do a partial tshuva? The answer, Rabbi Kiva says, is yes. Ma mikveh metayres hatmeim, just like the mikveh brings purity even to somebody that will remain tamei because there are other things still outstanding, so also Hashem is a metayres Yisrael. He brings purity to the Jewish people even on that level as well.